Unit 8. Reading. An appetite for art.
Artists can be as inspired by food as top chefs. Take Anne Griffiths. Most of us just add milk to cornflakes and eat them. Not Anne. She looks at each cornflake carefully to choose special examples. She has produced a unique work of art called Taxonomy of the Cornflake. 84 cornflakes all organized inside a frame. Anne said she had decided to use cornflakes because she had wanted to question how we see the typical things that are always around us. She wants to know, does the way that we display something change our attitude to it? An art collector was very impressed by the work when he saw it at the Royal Academy Summer Exhibition and bought it for £900. Anne used 11 different brands of cornflakes. She said, if you look at them, they are amazing shapes. There are so many variations, and every single one is unique. Once something is put in a display cabinet and pinned precisely with a number, then people become interested. She told the press that she didn't usually eat cornflakes for breakfast. She prefers marmalade on toast. If you think making art out of cornflakes is bananas, wait until you see what artist Stéphane Broussin uses. His works are drawings on bananas. They're also a type of sculpture, as he often cuts some of the skin off the fruit. Stéphane, who is from the Netherlands, has over 117,000 followers on Instagram. He started by just drawing a little happy face on a banana. He went on to experiment more and more, gradually producing some very complex designs. He said he liked the 3D effect he could get, and also the bright colour of the banana contrasting with the black or blue pen. He liked the feel and texture of bananas too. He said he could walk through the supermarket and see a particular banana and just get inspired by the shape. One problem with banana art is that when you make a mistake, you can't just erase it and do it again. Another is that bananas won't last forever, so you have to work quite fast, and the works will go bad in the end. But Stéphane told an interviewer that that didn't bother him. The important thing for him is the photo of the banana art when it's finished. In 2016, a wealthy businessman bought a photo of a potato for 1 million euros. It was taken by world-famous Irish photographer Kevin Abosh. Kevin didn't become famous for making art out of food. He's well known for the photographic portraits he takes of famous people. These are easy to identify because they usually have a black background. He used the same technique in 2010 for potato number 345. One day, a German businessman saw the photo in Kevin's studio, loved it, and offered to buy it. Kevin said the photo was very special for him, and he wouldn't take less than 1 million euros for it. So that was the price they agreed. There are two other versions of the photo, one which Kevin still has, and another in a museum in Serbia. Kevin's studio commented, he has photographed many potatoes. This is one of his favourites.